Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. Sam Norris here ahead of the action from Ireland on Thursday. We've got a 7 race card to look forward to from Thurles, and we'll be assessing all the runners and riders on this edition of the podcast. And you can join us from 1:30 for all of the action. But as ever, I'm joined on the line by William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding, to take a look at the action today. How are you this morning, Andy?
Morning, Sam. Yeah, I'm very well. Are you?
Good. Yeah, not too bad. My house has turned into an igloo overnight, but
really?
At least it's warm in the studio. Yeah, I don't know if the board is packed up or something, but it was colder than it should have been this morning.
Need a few winners to warm you up then.
Yeah. And it should be testing conditions over in Thurles today.
Should be, yeah, very much so. Quite a lot of the favourites who look good here, and there's several that I wanted to take on, one in particular, but unfortunately that was a non-runner. But yeah, look, dare I say, it does look at quite a good afternoon this afternoon at Thurles. And let's just hope that everything goes according to plan, not like your house.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully I can put that out of my mind with some selections. Then we'll dive straight into the action. The first race of the day comes at 1:35. This one, a novice chase, ran over an extended 2-mile trip. And they bet like this. Drumlee is the 9-4 favourite. Davina's tip is 7-2. It's 9-2 for LC. Like It A Lot is 6-1. 8-1, Ben Rouge at 10's bar, and two of the mares here at the top of the market giving weight to their male counterparts. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, and that's a little race, this one, Sam. There should be no lack of pace anyway. There are several front runners in this contest that should ensure a good gallop, most notably Davinia's Tip in the Adrian Maguire stable. And also, we've got Ben Rouge in there as well, who tried to make all last time at Limerick until coming unstuck late on, when he was overtaken by Drumlee and Upsy. I think if he can put it all together, Ben Rouge is very much a horse that should be winning novice chases because of his pure ability. He does go a good gallop, and unfortunately at the moment, the fences seem to be getting in the way of him. He can't go around without making one or two catastrophic blunders. So there's a little bit of a question mark attached to him. And this track at Thurles does take a bit of jumping as well. There's some tricky fences which do catch horses out, particularly the one in the home straight, 2 out, which is claim many a victim this season. And as I mentioned, Davinia's Tip is the other one. Now, Davinia's Tip's a little bit more straightforward in the sense that she does jump very soundly. And she was in the process of running a huge race here the last day when she did fall at the aforementioned bogey fence 2 out. But she'd gone really well for majority of that trip, and it was just the latter stages when the petrol gauge was flashing and empty. I think she would have probably finished in front of Elsie or got very close to finish in front of Elsie. Certainly, anyway, up to the 2-mile distance which she encounters today. And she could well be value around about the 5-1 mark this morning. I certainly respect Drumlee, who loves heavy ground and has got a victory in a bumper to his name here at this track. And he's just taken a while to warm into his chasing career. He's had 5 starts, but on 2 occasions he's been on the deck. Again, another horse that could do with a clear round and a nice confidence boost. But that was certainly forthcoming last time out at Cork. So, nasty little opener, where mistakes are bound to be strewn on the way around here today, particularly on heavy ground. But I'm hoping Davina's Tip will be out in trouble in the first time tongue tie with Derek Quilly on board. I'll go with Adrian Maguire's 7-year-old each way in the first.
OK, there we go. Davina's Tip in the first for Andy. Next race on the card then comes at 2:05. This one is a mare's beginner's chase, ran over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. Our Katie is the 8-11 favourite. It's 4-1 for Hellcat Maggie. Triplets Joy is 15-2, 10-1 Springbell, and 16's bar those. Short enough price favourite here, Andy, but does seem to go well on this kind of ground.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, she does stand out here. Jarrett Ahern's 8-year-old, very consistent mare, former point-to-point, has hardly put a foot wrong in any races under rules so far. And she's been punching above her weight, really, in races much, much better than this. Connections have obviously been trying to get some black type out of her, and she managed to do that last time out, obviously making a more valuable commodity when she goes to the breeding barns later on in her career. That second behind Vroom Vroom Mag down in Cork the other day was a decent effort. She had obviously no chance of staying tabs with Willie Mullins' charge later on, but she did keep on quite appreciably in the latter stages. Only got beaten 5 lengths. So she comes out of that race with a great deal of credit. She was also in deep the time before as well against the likes of Jenny's Jewel et al. In that good race down in Clonmel. Second behind Indian Fairy also reads well. So her career so far over fences is very much going in an upward curve. And she's also got a career victory around this track as well over hurdles. That came last year when the ground was obviously riding very soft. We know that she stays well. And basically, if she stays on her feet here, I think she'll win this race quite comfortably because I think this is quite a weak event. I think Connections have found quite a modest contest for this horse to finally break a duck over fences. Hellcat Maggie, well, this horse absolutely hates heavy ground. I'm not quite sure why Edward O'Grady can continue to run her during the middle of winter because she's very much a fast ground summer jumping mare who was obviously making hay while the conditions were good in the autumn. But her form so far in the winter has been absolutely atrocious. And it's all down to the ground, really. She just doesn't like this kind of ground. Don't think she particularly jumps well out of it. And staying the trip in these conditions obviously has got to be a major negative. So I'd definitely put a fork in Hellcat Maggie. The danger, therefore, might stem from the point-to-point winning Triplets Joy, who has yet to race over fences, but has got some decent form to her name over the smaller obstacles throughout the winter. Good win on heavy ground at Fairy House when she stayed on strongly back in November, was followed by another good run at the same track the time after. So she jumps a clear hand. She's likely to give the favourite the most to think about, but our Katie's got all the form in the book. She's fairly straightforward. She's an uncomplicated ride, and she rates the best bet and the nap on the card in the 205.
Okay, then Andy Strong on RKT in that 205 race. Next up then we have a 21-runner maiden hurdle, ran over 2 miles at 235. Saint Ogree leads the market at 15-8. It's 2-1 for Totally Dominant. Arctic Skipper is 6s. It's 7s about Delvin Road. 8-1 for Ingood Nick. 14s bar those. There'll be easier races to call than this one, Andy.
Yeah, there's one or two tricky little each-way horses in this race you could make claims for to get in the frame and to bustle up the front two in the market. I definitely want to be against Totally Dominant here. Not sure he's going to live up to his name in this particular race. Again, another horse, not quite sure why Connections are running him on heavy ground in the depths of winter. Again, another fast ground horse. He's by War Chant. He suggests on breeding that he wants fast ground. And the way that he's been campaigned and his form is panning out, that very much is the case. So how he's going to cope with the heavy ground here today, God only knows. He struggled on good to yield in the last time out. It punches down when I took him on that day when he was favourite. So that's a really, really poor price, I think. 2-1 for Totally Dominant. I couldn't go anywhere near that. Whereas the 2-1 or the 15-8 available for Cezanne Tregree does strike me as being a bit more appealing. He's second down in Limerick on really bad ground. Suggested A, that he'd taken well to the hurdling game, and B, that he was up against a very good horse in the shape of My Hometown. And he proved he handled the heavy ground that day. Back in third was Cliff House, who, of course, lowered the colours of a strong Willie Mullins trained horse last week down in Gowran. So I think that form and time, anyway, suggested that is a particularly good race. The slower they go, the better his chances, this horse, because if they don't go overly quick, his flat speed will certainly stand him in good stead. He's got two victories on the level over 7 furlongs and a mile at Listowel and Galway, respectively. So he has got a decent turn of foot. If it becomes a slog, then obviously you might be looking at one or two others, like Arctic Skipper and Delvin Road, who's caught the eye on more than one or two occasions, particularly last time out at Bangor when he was under the scrutiny of the steward. So, as I said, there are one or two little dangerous floaters in this race against the front two in the market. I'll be against Totally Dominant, but I'll be strong in the way of Cezanne Tregree as my number one choice.
Okay, fair enough then. And his thoughts in that 2:35 maiden hurdle. Next up then at 3:05, we have another maiden hurdle ran over an extended 2 mile, 6 furlong trip. And it's Venetian Demai who leads the market at 6-4. It's 11-2 for Vedita Riot for Willie Mullins. And Numerator is a 6-1 shot. It's 6-1 for Ryan's book. Burton Hall is 8-1 and it's 10s bar those. Probably one of the most interesting races of the day, Andy. Who stands out here for you?
Oh, the favourite stands out here, Sam, and like a Felicia Beacon. He's just a totally different class to this lot. I was very, very tempted to nap this horse today. I had a choice of two naps, whether I go with RKT or Venetian Demai. And I was very much tempted to go with Jim Draper's 6-year-old, but I've sided with the other horse because I just think she's got less opposition to take on, whereas there are one or two interesting horses against Venetian Demai. But either way, I expect this gelding by network to come through. A four-time winner in the point-to-point field, very much a chaser, typical Jim Draper, old-fashioned chaser that will grind it out, run all day long. I think one of these days he'll be lining up in a a national somewhere, will be the English or Irish national. And even though he's got beaten so far twice in two main hurdles, they've been at a very high standard. The one in Clonmel, Jimmy two times won that race. He was unlucky not to win at Leopardstown over the Christmas period when he fell at the last, when in control. The third horse, Sabermont's, won subsequently, so I think that form is red hot. And then he bumped into a very nice horse of Willie Mullins's down in Thurles, at Thurles last time out over the course and distance. He looked like he was going to win that day as well. He jumped well clear three out, and he went about four or five lengths clear, and I thought, this one's landed. But to be fair to the winner, he's pulled it out of the fire, and I do think that Roy de France, who beat him, is a very smart horse in the making. I actually got a funny feeling that horse might get an entry in one of the races at the Cheltenham Festival. Maybe the Martin Pipe Conditional Jockeys race, a race which, of course, Giggingstown Stud have cleaned up in recent times, of course, with Sir Deschamps and Don Polly winning that race in recent times. And he very much reminds me of that kind of horse. So Venetian de May certainly been in very deep on his last two runs. He's got some good form next to his name. And at 6-4 this morning, like I say, he's a very, very tempting next best on the card.
OK, Venetian de May then in that one for Andy. Next up at 3:35, a handicap hurdle ran over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. A tricky little handicap here for which Schulemack heads the market at 9-4. Won a similar race in similar conditions last time out at Cork. Is she the one to be with here, or is it worth taking on?
Yeah, a couple of recent winners that definitely got to be considered again. Of course, Schulemack is one of them, with that win down in Cork the other day. And also Capricorn Zack as well. That horse here comes off, not off the back of, but two runs ago was very tidy in victory down in Tremor when the ground was soft. But I quite like the chances here, are really unique. A 10-year-old who's getting a bit long in the fang and hasn't won for a while. Got to go back to 2011, but you can't fault this horse's consistency subsequently. And also his track form here at Thurles stands up to close inspection. He's run here four times, and only once has he been out the frame. That was in a bumper, so you can almost forgive him that. But his last two runs, he's been third. And on the latter of those races, he looked like winning, but unfortunately, his jockey switched to the inside of the track, and by the time they run that particular race, the ground was obviously very soft on the inside, and it was also over 3 miles, and he just didn't quite get home over that trip. And I think today's distance will be absolutely ideal. We know he goes well at the track, but he's dropping back to 2.6.5, which is optimum distance. His two victories in his life at Limerick have both come over today's distance when the ground's been on the soft side. So he's got everything set up here for a positive run. The dead eight runners go to post, so that makes really unique a very strong each-way bet in that 3.35.
Okay, really unique then for Andy, who's available at the time of recording at 9-2. Move on then to the penultimate race on the card at 4:05. This one, a 2 mile handicap hurdle. Indian Rupee heads affairs at 15-8. It's 7-1 for Black Ice. The party's over is 8-1. It's 8-1 about Duty Dance and double figure prices or bigger the rest of them. Who gets the selection in this one?
I'm a massive fan of this Indian Rupee. I thought he ran a blinder two starts ago at Punchestown when he bumped into the very well handicapped Shabra's Bertolini. But that was very much a sign of things to come. And I tipped him last time out at Punchestown, and he was always in control in that race. It was a really good ride by David Mullins. He was on the best horse, the quickest horse, and the most likely winner. I mean, he just kept it simple, went off in front, and never ever looked like getting beat. Quickened away smartly after the turn in, and ground his rivals into submission. I think they'll probably ride him similarly here today. And like I say, he's fairly uncomplicated if those tactics are in operation again. I think 15-8 with William Hill this morning is a really good price. There are one or two short price favourites here today. I must admit, I've tended to go for quite a few of them, which is not always the way to be, really, on heavy ground. But they do look very difficult to get away from, and this one's very much in that bracket. Obviously, David Mullins takes a valuable £7 off as well. That race the other day, of course, was a conditional jockeys event. So he ticks every single box here. Looking one further down the line, maybe Oscar Swan might be good enough to run into the frame. She ran quite well, considering she was a rank outsider here the other day in that good race won by Measure of My Dreams. Meal Shen, of course, got beat when long odds on. But this horse actually stayed in touch with those good horses. So off a mark at 93, in her first foray into handicap company, I do think she could run quite well at a nice price. And it wouldn't surprise me if she ran through beaten horses late on. We're going to have to stick with that Indian Rupee, particularly as William Hill have dangled the carrot at 15-8.
Okay, fair enough. Indian Rupee then in the 4:05. Move on to the final race of the day at 4:35, closing the card with a 2 mile bumper. And a lightly raced ensemble lineup for this one. Perhaps no surprise to see an odds on Willie Mullins' newcomer in the shape of Listen Dear at 8-11 at the head of the market. Is there anything in this worth taking it on with, Andy?
Well, I don't really know what that form's worth of Listen Dear. Obviously, try to make all for previous connections and finish second in a point-to-point at Largid. Like I say, it's a mare's only open. I have no idea what that is in relation to what the others are capable of. But obviously, it's now gone with William Mullins. So the signals are that, A, it'll be tuned up first time out. It'll know its job. And it'll be given a great ride by Paddy Mullins, who is the king of the bumpers. It's by the side of Robin Deschamps as well. I think that's probably one of the reasons why this horse has ended up at Willie Mullins. Willie's got an array of talent from the same stock and the same size. So at 4 to 5, 8 to 11, it's the kind of price that most bookmakers tend to put Willie Mullins' horses in nowadays. And the market either way will tell you which, how, you know, whether that's a good price, bad price. The one with form, or the best form I think on offer, and the most notable run first time out of the ones who've got form that I can sort of read into, is Morante, who caught the eye first time out, and quite a decent little bumper down in Punchestown that wasn't run particularly strongly, and they rather quickened up off the home term. He went the direction of Live, Love, Laugh, of course, from the Willie Mullins stable, but back in third was Russian Bill, who went on to win the other day. Nice, so I think the form's okay, but I like the way that Jim Colotti's charge stayed on very strongly, eye-catchingly off the home turn after being at least 15 to 20 lengths behind from their home turn onwards, and He made up quite a bit of significant late headway to be never nearer at the finish. So with that run under his belt, he now gets a chance to put that all together, and obviously Finney McGuire's on board as well, and that's very much a valuable seven off. So Morante, a tentative vote in the last race.
Okay, Morante then in the final one for Andy. If you could just mind us, please, of your seven selections on Thursday's card over at Thurles.
Yeah, famous last words, but there are one or two tasty-looking bets here today, despite the heavy ground conditions at Thurles. I'll start off with going for Davinia's Tip in the opener. She's made a decent start to her chasing career and was going okay the other day when she fell in a much better race than this. Best bet on the card is definitely our Katie. She's got the form to die for in that 205, and hopefully with a clear round she shouldn't make any mistakes there. Don't fancy Totally Dominant in the 235, but I do fancy Sinatra Gray, who unseated rider early on the other day, but was a good second the time before in a fast time. The nicest horse that runs on the card today is Venetian Demai. Whatever you do, stay on the right side of Jim Draper's charge. In particular, the horse that beat it at Thurles here last time out. I do think he's a horse worth keeping on side. Really unique each way in the 335 will do for me. Indian Rupee hopefully will make all again in the 405. And in the final race, I'll take on Willie Mullins' bumper horse with that nice horse of Jim Colotti's Morante.
Okay, there we are then. Thoughts of our Irish racing expert, Andy Holding, ahead of the action from Thurles on Thursday. And do make sure you join us at William Hill Racing Radio for all of today's action in the company of Mick Norton, Chris Pimlott and James Millman. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Andy, and good luck with those selections.
Yeah, cheers, bud. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.